Good morning, everyone. You know, it was a sunny and sweltering day, and thousands of people had gathered, and up ahead shouting could be heard as officials and soldiers physically shoved a prisoner up the hill. A few onlookers walked along with that sad procession, but most of the thousands gathered, even if they glanced that way, were more focused on their business and their destination. For you see, the gravity of someone being crucified was not remarkable. As it is with dreams, this whole scene changed in the blink of an eye. That hot Middle Eastern marketplace became the main aisle of the church after Mass. There's now a feeling of relief because an execution had not just happened. But then suddenly it sinks in that at Mass there had been a sacrifice. The unbloody offering of God's Son had occurred on the altar in front of all who had gathered. Had anyone noticed? How many had worshipped the gift of the love of God that was offered there? Wide awake now, there is a wave of sadness in this person, realizing how many hundreds of masses had been attended with little appreciation for who had come to that altar of sacrifice. Faithfully we come, but mentally and spiritually, how many are no-shows? God loves us. But here is what is mind-boggling about His love. He wants us to love Him. And in seeking our love, God the Father has become vulnerable in His Son. In humility, Jesus, Christ the King, rode a donkey, the lowest of animals, into Jerusalem for His Last Supper and for His suffering, crucifixion, and death for us. God has become small to make us big by giving us His body and His blood to save us. Our lives are full of distractions and many careless habits. And too often these interfere with our relationship with God. And they even dull our spiritual life itself. So maybe this morning a personal Eucharistic revival might help us, might open us up more to the presence of God with us in the Eucharist. After all, it is through the Eucharist that God's highest truths are revealed to little ones seeking Him. It is through our communion with Jesus that we know God the Father. And in Jesus there is rest for you and me and all who are burdened, because His yoke is easy and His burden is light. How about a quick assessment? Do I realize that the Son of God Himself is coming to this altar before me? Or have I lost the wonder of God's love for me in my communion with Him? Does coming to Mass really and truly change my life? Do I live out God's love received in the Blessed Sacrament? For us, living God's love means taking time in every communion, time to know the Father through Jesus in the Eucharist. Our personal revival means bringing Jesus from the Eucharist, bringing him into our lives, into our families, into our friendships, and to virtually everything we do. And in reverence, we can whisper, "My Lord and my God," at the consecration of the bread and wine. And then, returning to our pew after communion, we can adore Jesus who is within us as we rest in him. The body of Jesus received in communion is really his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Jesus received in communion at Mass energizes us to be awed in this world. That is obviously devoted disciples. Disciples who live the Mass. Who live the love of the Mass every day of our lives. Amen.